Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler joins us, and one of the things we want to talk about is the president addressing the nation, talking about border security and the need for a wall. Where are we? Where do you see us going, Congresswoman?
Well, we are in the mode of making sure the American people understand this is a crisis at the border, and the president is absolutely right in that it is our role in Congress and him as commander-in-chief to protect the families of this country, and it's time to act. Back in 2006, Congress voted to build 700 miles of fencing, and Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Chuck Schumer all voted for that and allocated $52 billion for that. And while some miles were built, it's not completed. And we need to follow up on what we said we were going to do, and that's protect the southern border. And when you have drugs flowing across that is coming into our community and killing our kids, and when you have a terrorist coming across and illegal aliens that are killing people like police officer Singh, it's time to act. And so I support the president, and I'm very hopeful that the Senate will that the Senate Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats here in the House will come alongside, and we can come to a compromise and fund our government, but at the same time secure our border.
What do you think is realistic? Can this be done legislatively, or is this something the president's going to need to take on himself?
Well, the Congress should do its job and address crises that are facing our country, and this is certainly one of them. With all of the drugs coming across and 90% of the heroin in the United States, coming across the border, and 17,000 people last year being caught who had prior criminal convictions, and that we don't even know how many people came across that we didn't catch. So I'm hopeful that the Congress will step up and go ahead and fund this. There are perhaps creative ways that the president could take funding from other departments that aren't being used, or use some of the military or whatever to try to accomplish this. But that would just be a sad statement if we have to do that. Because $5.7 billion in the scope of things isn't that much. It's just a tenth, for instance, of what we spend on foreign aid to other countries to help them secure their nations. And don't you think, our country deserves to be safe and we should be investing dollars here? I certainly do, and think we should step up and do it.
All right, you've been to the border. What was it like?
It was eye-opening. It is really a war zone down there, a war between the drug cartels in Mexico and the Border Patrol. And sadly, we are being outmanned and outspent in many ways. I learned down there that it's estimated that drug cartels are bringing in $28 billion worth of revenue from drugs that they're sneaking in and coming into our country. And the entire budget for the Border Patrol was $12 billion. They have scouts, they have communications, they have lawyers on their side that know our laws better than we do, I think, sometimes. And it really is a war. And I also saw that the fence that we have built works. And where there is no fence, the drug mules just bring the drugs right over. And it's bad for the people who want to come here to our country as well. They said at the time that their section of the wall down in Arizona, they catch or find about 60 people who have died every year that have given their life savings to coyotes to come to America, and then they just release them out into the desert where it's 100 degrees in the middle of the summertime. And, that's not good either. People are being victimized in this process. So we have an legal immigration system, which I support. I support and applaud anybody who wants to come to our country for a better life and freedom. They just need to do it the right way, and we need to quit incentivizing people to come here the wrong way. It's not good for us, and it's not good for them.
Well, if you can look into your crystal ball, when do you see this partial government shutdown drawing to a close?
I think within the next couple of weeks. This coming Friday will be the first time the federal employees who are in the 25% of government that is shut down will not receive their paycheck. Beforehand, they've been working technically without pay, but they don't actually receive their checks till this Friday, and so they're going to start to feel the real hurt there, and that is when it gets the pressure, I think, will really mount to come to an agreement. I'm sorry that we've come to this point, and Politicians from the other side haven't been willing to work this out until then, but I'm hopeful that very soon they will be incentivized to come and look towards a compromise, sit down, and start talking. That up to this point, the president has been the only one willing to talk. When he had a meeting last week, Nancy Pelosi just kept interrupting. The Secretary of Homeland Security wouldn't even listen to the facts, and that's pretty sad. So hopefully they will come to their senses and we'll sit down soon.
All right. And finally, what has it been like in the U.S. House with Nancy Pelosi serving as Speaker?
Well, it's been a new day. It's been disappointing, different priorities where you have them advancing more government, bigger taxes, less freedom, socialism, a lack of respect for life, and certainly an unwillingness to secure our nation through their actions. So, you know, I'm just trying to find as many ways as possible to let people know that many of us in our country, especially from our district, we have a different view of how to handle challenges and getting those points across and looking for areas of agreement, too, because the American people deserve a Congress that works for them. And we're facing a lot of legitimate concerns, whether it be trying to find affordable health care or infrastructure. Certainly, we've got the opioid crisis, sex trafficking, you know, securing and making sure we protect a national defense. So we need to be working together, and I'm going to be looking for opportunities of agreement and doing that. But at the same time, making sure and speaking up for the people of my district and trying to articulate their views on issues before us.
Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler has joined us today in Quicksland this morning.